Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Cactus and I were out today and quite a bit of snow. Felt like we were icebreakers, cutting slush down the streets. Beautiful winter day, gorgeous winter day. Have an article, Pierre Macron, is it Pierre? What is his first name? France. I can't think of his name. Well, let me get it. Macron out of France. He's trying to, Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, that's it. Emmanuel Macron. He feels that France would not lead an offensive or take the initiative to send troops into Russia or into Ukraine to fight Russian troops. But he's pushing for NATO nations to ante up more arms and mines and legs and military hardware to fight Russia. But he's not willing to ante up initially. He doesn't want to put, and the French government doesn't want Macron either to send troops into Ukraine. This is out of the Gateway Pundit. Secret French military documents show it's impossible for Ukraine to win the war. Officers about their troops. Facing the Russians, France is an army of cheerleaders. This is what the French, one of the officers, stated. The French paper Marianne published excerpts by secret military documents that are causing an uproar in Europe and the world, dealing with the situation on the ground in Ukraine without the disguise of propaganda that pervades almost all reports on the subject. In the piece, the French journalists wanted to understand what happened to President God with us Macron, or Emmanuel Macron, to make him consider sending troops to Ukraine. When it comes to the perspective of sending troops to fight the Russian forces, they were incredibly blunt in their assessment. Several French soldiers interviewed by Marianne said they fell out on the closet. We must make no mistake. Facing the Russians, we are an army of cheerleaders. One of the officers mocked. He's convinced that sending French troops to the Ukraine front would simply not be reasonable. But you see, who is pushing Macron? Who is cheerleading? Who's the cheerleader on Macron's side? I'll tell you who it is. The United States government. We're pushing Macron to send troops or to visit with other NATO nations requesting they send troops to win this war in Ukraine. You can't win that war. A Ukrainian military victory is now impossible. The Russian forces are waging a slow, long, high-intensity war based on the continued attrition of the Ukrainian army. The planners believed that as soon as the first Russian lines of defense were crossed, this is what they believed, that the entire front would collapse. These fundamental preliminary phases were carried out without taking into account the moral strength of the enemy on the defensive. And this is a defensive war to a great degree. These Ukrainian year two soldiers were launched to attack a Russian fortification line, which proved to be impregnable. Without any air support, the Western equipment that is less efficient than the old Soviet equipment, which would be, in other words, obsolete. The old Russian equipment would be, for the most part, obsolete, but easy to maintain, and it would be capable of being used even in damaged condition. The Ukrainian troops have no hope of breaking through. The Russian arc domination in the field of electronics jamming and penalizing the Russian side or the Ukrainian side, plus the use of drones and command systems. So this is what's happening in Ukraine. The soldiers that end up on the battlefield generally have less than a 4-hour lifespan. I was reading an article the other day, and again they reiterated some of these troops, they are not battle hardened. They've not been trained. They are individuals that are up to 43 years of age, 50 years, it doesn't matter. They're even trying to train the women to go to the front. They've even stated in the past that a boyfriend and a girlfriend, somebody recently engaged, they could go to the front together to die. So this is the world is witnessing insanity in Ukraine. Zelensky would need 35,000 men per month, and he's not recruiting even half that much. While Putin, he draws from a pool of 30,000 monthly volunteers. So not only has the Western nations, they have underestimated Russia's ability to continue to win this conflict. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll be right back.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio. This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
On the way to beside the lake. A tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk.
Okay, I think we've all heard this song, The Snake. He takes a snake in, warms a snake up, and then the snake bites him. Or her. No, bites him, I guess it is. I can't remember. I don't know the whole story. I'm going to use that song because something is happening presently. Israel is taking in a snake. Israel is making a big mistake. They don't know it, but they are making a big mistake. And actually, it has to take place. It has to happen. And what I mean by that is that on the night of the State of the Union, Biden, this is an article out of the independent.co.uk news, Biden will order U.S. forces. Biden will order U.S. forces. I'm trying to get things adjusted here. To build the emergency aid seaport on the Gaza coast. Big mistake for Israel. Biden is set to order U.S. forces on an emergency mission that will see them construct a seaport on the Gaza coast to allow a new influx of the much-needed humanitarian aid into the territory amid the continuing war. Israel's war on Hamas. A senior administration official said Mr. Biden will announce the new aid mission on Thursday evening when he delivers his annual State of the Union address. Well, this is, the world is screaming, the world is in an uproar, that the starvation taking place in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, is because the aid, we are not getting enough aid into that area. Israel is allowing any aid that comes from the nations into that strip. The problem is, once the aid enters that strip, everything is confiscated by Hamas. So the people that need the food don't get it. So because of that, they're starving. And I suspect that a lot of the, many of these trucks and the food, the flour, whatever is needed, is being stockpiled by Gaza, by Hamas, intentionally, to create starvation so that the Hamas news network can continue to tell the world that because there isn't aid and food coming into that area, Israel is committing genocide, starvation. That's not the case. The port that is going to be constructed, the administration said it will be a temporary port. There's nothing that the United States does other than leave Afghanistan that is temporary. This port is the snake being taken in by the nation of Israel. I have talked to the audience about eventually the occupation of Israel by the United States of America. When the Gaza war is over, when this coming great second war takes place, when Russia is destroyed with Iran and other nations, the two threats to Israel will be, well, three threats will be Islam, China, and the Antichrist forces from the West. At some point, America will occupy Israel, and we see with this temporary port, this new plan by the United States of America, and Israel is on board also, because presently there is a crisis. Israel is going into Rafah and is going to take out the balance of the Hamas army, the terrorists. These people have to be relocated. They're trying to move the people back to the north, but really Israel wants these people to move out to the Sinai into Egypt, because the Arab nations won't take these refugees. Lebanon doesn't want them. If they were going to build a port, they should put the refugees on a ship and take them up to Lebanon. But no, they won't do that. Or to Syria, they won't do that. So these refugees have to go someplace. And I'm talking about not the women, not the children, not the elderly. There is a plan presently, and I believe this government, the United States, young military age individuals are our friend. And these young 12, 15, 17, 20-year-old individuals, these are the new army. They have to be protected. Same principle as in World War II. Some of the Nazi soldiers, the Nazi military, had to be protected. They were protected in Ukraine. So many of these Hamas terrorists, the young ones, are going to need protection, because Israel is going to go in and wipe them out. So you put them on a ship and you bring them, you take them to nations in Europe. You don't take them to South Africa, South America. You don't take them, you don't want to take them all the way to Central America and then have them come into the United States via the back door. No, what you do, you put them on a ship and you bring them to this country. I don't want to mention what port they're going to come to, most likely. Couple of ports I have in mind. It won't be California. But I see the United States, this administration, you can't fool everyone all the time. Many people realize, and even the Israeli people, they realize that America has been desperate to get an Air Force base, to have military. They've even asked Israel, tell you what, our troops will come in and fight alongside Israeli troops in this war with Hamas. Israel has declined, because you bring in U.S. forces to fight alongside Israeli IDF forces, and guess who's going to eventually start giving the orders? It won't be Israel, it will be the United States military. Well, this is the perfect way, what a strategy, to get the snake into your bosom. Build a port right there on the Gaza Strip. And that's a temporary port, remember, temporary, quote, right? Wink, wink, temporary. Whenever the United States makes a decision to invade an area, a region of the world, nothing is temporary except being in Afghanistan. So Israel, this snake, Israel is a tender woman. It's about ready to take in a snake. And, but the thing is, it is in the Bible. Israel will be occupied by a great empire before Christ returns, before their Messiah reveals himself to them. So Israel is making a big mistake, but they're going to make it. It's in the Bible. And nothing we can do about it. But I'm giving you the story, giving you the insight, because we are in the final decade before Christ returns. We're in the final decade. This is another indicator. One way to get these terrorists to safety, rather than to let the Israeli army, the IDF, take them out, one way to get them to safety is put them on ships and take them to other areas of the world. Another thing, in the Gaza Strip, in that Gaza area, all these young men that are not actually fighting with the guns, that are not Hamas members, they are still an army. They are gangs that cannot be controlled. You get four or five people that have this kind of mentality where they are not going to be told what to do. You're not going to be able to control them. And that's how they like to work, gangs of three or four or five. And they are uncontrollable. Well, you bring in about 20,000 to 40,000 to 60,000 young people out of the Gaza. They're going to be tomorrow's army. So Israel is making a mistake, I believe. Israel is bringing plenty of food through Rafah, through Egypt. They're opening some of the access points in the eastern part of Gaza Strip. But everything that goes in gets confiscated right away. Everything that goes in on a truck is confiscated. You cannot take individuals from different programs in the world to go in to sit with those trucks to hand out the food to the people that need it. No. If Hamas doesn't get it, these young gangs, they get it. But the people that need it don't get it. Because this is a great way for the Hamas to go ahead and continue the propaganda that these people are starving to death. Well, yes, they're starving to death. It's a planned starvation. It's not accidental. It is part of a military plan. You cannot convince me that it's not. It's part of a plan. And Israel is making a big mistake by allowing the United States to put a port there, even though it is, wink, wink, temporary. No such thing. So I'll be back. And again, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth Program. So Monday through Friday, be sure to tune in if you can. I'll be back.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt, too. Don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa. 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, going back to the article, the senior official who had been directly involved in negotiations with the Israeli government over aid routes into Gaza also said Israel has now agreed to open a new land crossing and that was prepared in northern Gaza. He also confirmed the UN reports that the crossing will see its first aid deliveries transit in the coming week. Said the Israeli government has agreed to boost capacity at the Kerem Shalom border crossing from 48 trucks per week to 50 or more trucks per day. Again, it's not the problem. The problem isn't what goes in. The problem is what does not get distributed. You can take in, it's like in this country, the aid going to Ukraine, the billions. How of the billions that goes to Ukraine, how much actually reaches the war effort? What doesn't come back to, how much comes back to government officials in this country or government officials in Ukraine? You know, the nature, human nature. Let's say you have one grocery store in a city and a hurricane is coming. That store will be wiped out in a matter of hours. And any new truck shipments coming, who knows? People may stop the trucks, take the locks off, and start stealing whatever they can. This is what happens in L.A. all the time. We're in Seattle, big department stores. This is what's going on with these people. They walk in, take what they want. The looting, this is what's happening to the trucks and the aid going into Gaza. It's not reaching the people that need it. So I think, personally, I think that Israel is making a mistake. But again, I don't like it. But the thing is, it is in the Bible. It does say many of Israel's prophets, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, they talk about Israel being invaded before their Messiah returns by a great empire, and then eventually by Islam, the communists from China, and Antichrist forces from the West. Pointing to the continuing airdrops, an official said that the Biden administration is not going to wait on the Israelis to ensure sufficient humanitarian assistance reaches Gaza. Well, sure they're not going to wait. This is a moment for American leadership. In other words, they're telling Israel, we're not going to wait for you. We want this aid into the Gaza Strip. We want to help these people. We have a bad image internationally, and we want to clean up our image a little bit. And we're getting pressed from all, and America's getting pressed from people within, people without. Being pressed because of the war. So we have our image. We have to clean up our image. So the America is basically saying we're not waiting on Israel. We're going to go ahead and do what is necessary to get aid in. If we have to fly it in, we'll do that. Now we'll ship it in. The port construction is part of a sustained effort to ensure that more aid enters Gaza in partnership with allies including Jordan, Egypt, France, Netherlands, and Belgium. United States is taking the lead, activating a maritime corridor to allow assistance to flow by sea directly into Gaza as part of our sustained effort to increase aid flows coming into Gaza by land, air, and sea. Tonight, this is last week, the president will announce in the State of the Union that the U.S. military will undertake an emergency mission to establish a port in Gaza. And to some degree, because Israel doesn't actually control the Gaza Strip, it's in a sense legal. If I were Israel, I would protest. Israel should protest, but they won't. Because Israel is going to sit and watch America incrementally America is going to increase its presence in the Middle East. And then one day, when Russia is destroyed, all the terrorist groups in the region are destroyed, America is going to make its move. That'll come with the individual that runs this country after Donald, after this next election. Whoever takes the presidency will be the one eventually to begin to move, expand America's military presence in the Middle East. And even in spite of Russia and Iran, we're still going to, little by little, increase our presence in Syria. And eventually, when Russia's out of the way, then we'll make our move. America will make its move at that time. Now, speaking of the supposed starvation that's taking place in Gaza, the Gaza Strip, Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. There went out another horse that was red. Power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. There was given unto him a great sword. When he had opened the third seal, I heard a third beast say, "Come and see." I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny. See, you hurt not the oil and the wine." We are now in that time where the great starvation has begun that Christ has stated in Matthew 24 and in Revelation chapter 6. We'll be right
back. ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet, our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Okay, now according to the UN World Food Program, the world is dealing with a hunger crisis of unprecedented proportions, along with conflicts, economic shock, climate change, soaring prices for food and fertilizer. These are combining into a perfect storm. And the perfect storm is not just a natural storm. This is a plan by the rulers of the world, by the wicked rulers of the world. According to an article that was posted in the New York Times, the number of countries that are at risk of famine continue to grow. Afghanistan, Syria, Mali. Humanitarian observers also worry that North Korea may be nearing a famine. Also in the New York Times, about 90 million people are facing severe hunger in Ethiopia, Somalia, southern Sudan, Yemen. The countries unfortunately have their own histories of severe food shortages, but the world has never witnessed all of these countries descending toward mass starvation at the same time. This is one of the signs Christ said we were to look for in the decade, especially before his return. And we, I believe, are right at the edge early in that decade. I'm just talking about the famines, not talking about the wars, which I've been talking about. In the New York Times also, it's admitting that the crisis has started to spiral out of control. Here in the U.S., there's enough food to go around, but food supplies are tighter. According to the Farm Bureau, the U.S. actually lost more than 140,000 farms during a recent five-year period. Between 2017 and 2022, the number of farms in the U.S. declined by 141,733, or 7%, according to the USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture. And it's true. And ranchers, I know some of the farmers that years ago, growing up, the families that I knew of that were farmer ranchers here in Colorado on the Front Range, the fathers, the older men, the parents of the individuals my age, they've sold their farms because the children my age, they don't want the hardship of farming. It's difficult. Or ranching. You own a cow, it's 24 hours a day with that cow. That cow's going to get out and destroy somebody's car, and then you're going to get sued. The size of the U.S. cattle herd is now the smallest that it's been in 73 years. Not many ranchers active today can remember the last time the U.S. cattle industry was this small. On January 1st of this year, all the cattle and calves inventory was 87.15 million head, the smallest total inventory since 1951. All cattle and calves inventory is 1.9% smaller year over year, and is the fifth consecutive year of declining cattle inventories, a total decrease of 7.65 million head, or 8.1% since the most recent peak in 2019. In 2023, calf crop was 33.6 million head, down 2.5% over last year. So then on top of that, then you have the bird flu. You know, these poor chickens are getting the bird flu. Some people are getting one kind of flu or another. Lead flu, the TELSA, car flu. Data from the United States Department of Agriculture shows that grade A egg prices jumped 40% from $2.13 to $3 a dozen between November and February. Boneless chicken breasts have increased in price 26% from $3.26 per pound to $4.11 per pound in February 2024. These things, you know, we in America, we're in the land of milk and honey for a little while longer. We still do have access to poultry, beef, vegetables, but according to Revelation chapter 6, eventually famine will hit this country. Every nation in the world, Christ said, in the decade before he returns, famines, wars, disease, the animals will have a natural fear of man. Animals will lose that natural fear. One of the greatest curses on mankind is when mankind does not rule nature. This is what the Bible says. When mankind will not rule nature, rule over nature, then nature will rule mankind. And this is what is happening with these individuals who are pushing for protecting the environment, the animals, the fish. The curse, the big curse, is coming to the people in this country. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be back.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
And I'll go with over one final article. $680 million in aid from Biden didn't stop Haiti from spiraling into chaos. This is out of Real News. Starts here. So $680 million, which is nothing. Nothing. We send $10 billion here, $10 billion there for war efforts, but we send $680 million in aid to Haiti. Well, of that $680 million, how much actually reached the agencies that it was intended to reach? In contracts, grants to fund operations that would bolster the Haitian government's ability to tackle organized crime, provide health care to the country's residents, support infrastructure, spur economic growth, federal spending records show. Despite hundreds of millions spent, gangs run rampant in Haiti. They force the prime minister to resign. They control as much as 80% of the country's capital city of Port-au-Prince. These gangs, guess what? These gangs are coming to the United States. Ron DeSantis in Florida, he's sending out law enforcement, Navy, Air Force, to keep these people from reaching Florida. These people, the culture that they grow up in, is all they know. They don't know anything but violence, just like these individuals that Biden will bring over from the Gaza Strip. And this is another sign that Christ said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And what he meant by that was violence. The whole world will become violent. Nation against nation. Nations fighting. And race against race. Ethnos against ethnos. And there would be chaos. Violence. The word for violence in the Bible, Hamas. There will be Hamas. Not only in the Middle East, but internationally, indicating that Islam as a religion of violence will be international, and also that just the nature of man, races within countries, black against white, brown, oriental, you name it, there all of the races will be at each other's throat. Then, even within God's family, be brother against brother, mother against daughter, mother against daughter-in-law. So there would be total chaos internationally. And it's continuing to happen day by day. Well, may the Prince of Peace be with you tonight. May the Prince of Peace be with you over the weekend. Join me on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll visit next week.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code K. HNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all my towels, and for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.